Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
What we've seen over the last few weeks under this new administration is a real increase in the amount of ICE raids going on around the country. Sometimes these federal agents are in plain clothes, just picking people up off the street, putting them in a car and driving away. And I know that sounds, you know, hyperbolic and crazy, but it's true. We've seen the videos. A lot of times we don't know where individuals are being taken, why they're being detained. We ask questions about what crime they may have committed, and we often don't get answers. We've seen videos of ICE agents, you know, with uniforms on, you know, running onto construction sites, throwing people on the ground, arresting them. Oftentimes we learn later that these individuals are U.S. citizens. It's been crazy. And for a lot of these communities, very traumatizing. I want to show you this video from somebody in Southern California. It is truly heartbreaking to listen to, but it's also important so people know what is going on in these communities. Over the last 24 hours specifically, we've seen a lot of protests in Los Angeles and Southern California. So before I show you that video, I want to update you on that a little bit. Before I start, though, once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have been showing so much love. All you have to do is click that link, hit subscribe. It goes such a long way for me. And truly, 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 I appreciate every one of you. I love you so much. On this channel, we're trying to build something big, uplift Gen Z voices, you know, get Gen Z ready for 2026 and 2028 and really create a plan to make sure that we vote the right way in these upcoming elections. And if you want to be a part of that growing community, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. Goes such a long way. All right, let's talk about what's been going on just really in the last 12 hours in Los Angeles. This article was written less than an hour ago as I record this video. Protests continued in Los Angeles Saturday over ongoing ICE raids across the city. Let me make this a little bit bigger so you can see. Hundreds of people, including children, were detained by ICE agents on Friday at the Edward Roybal Federal Building in downtown Los Angeles, the ACLU said. Federal agents have raided multiple workplaces in the Fashion District and other local areas, according to the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California. Another protest occurred Saturday after an ICE raid in the city of Paramount. So we're seeing a lot of ICE raids take place right now in California, Southern California, and Los Angeles, and we're seeing big protest breakout because of it. Videos on Saturday showed Border Patrol agents posted up with many protesters across the street yelling at them. Footage appears to show some smoke projectiles being deployed as well. We had FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, chime in and saying that, you know, authorities are seeking to identify people who are supposedly throwing rocks. Dan Bongino, by the way, is the least qualified FBI director we've ever had. Please look him up if you don't know. We had United States Attorney Bill Isalai, I believe, say federal law enforcement operations would proceed as planned in Los Angeles County through this weekend. Quote, I urge the public to refrain from interfering with these lawful actions. Anyone who obstructs federal agents will face arrest and prosecution. And then we had the mayor of Los Angeles chime in, and I want to read her statement. Here are some of the pictures from what's going on in Los Angeles, and I want to show you a video as well. Let me scroll down here to Mayor Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, condemning the ICE raids and saying, quote, as mayor of a proud city of immigrants who contribute to our city in so many ways, I am deeply angered by what has taken place. These tactics sow terror in our communities and disrupt basic principles of safety in our city. My office is in close coordination with immigrants' rights community organizations. We will not stand for this, Bass said. So I want to show you quickly a video that we got also just in the last hour or two on Saturday evening showing what's going on with these protests and how police officers and these ICE agents are responding. Take a look.
Los Angeles. This is live. You see the images. It's continuing right now. Less than lethal rounds as we speak. These crowd dispersal tactics being used on a group of protesters that are protesting in Paramount, California. Those in the area basically call this Compton. It's outside of a Home Depot where protests began earlier today, and there we see those gas canisters. The people covering their eyes, their mouths, their noses. These pepper balls impact all of the senses. And this is a big show that they're doing here. A big display of the less than lethal rounds.
So essentially there, that is, you know, whatever federal officials those are, maybe ICE themselves or police officers or whatever, using non-lethal rounds to try to break up protesters. I think the question some people may have is, why is this happening? Why are people protesting these ICE raids? Well, because it's, first of all, as Mayor Karen Bass said, incredibly damaging and tragic to these communities. And it loops back to this video that I really want to show you that is quite emotional. And we're going to talk about it afterwards.
I can't handle this, y'all. This is crazy, yo. I didn't think this was about to affect me like this. But our neighbor's school, y'all know I work at a school. Fuck. Our neighboring school, I think it's Gratas. I don't know how to say it. It's Gratas or something like that. They were having their graduation. And there's helicopters in the sky. Most of these schools are... Fuck, yo. Most of these schools are predominantly Hispanic. Most of these schools are predominantly Hispanic. Gratas, I believe, elementary, was having their graduation. And all of a sudden, a bunch of parents have to run out because ISIS is there. This is the story that I'm hearing. And, you know, our school goes on lockdown. Our principal, you know, tells us it's a drill, but we know it's not a drill. And, you know, I had to come outside. It's my break. We kind of got out. We got like off of a soft lockdown. And you know, parents had to run out because they don't have papers, and they had to leave their kids because the kids do. What type of shit is this, yo? And then kids are freaking grabbing teachers and crying on their leg because they don't know if they're about to see their parents when they get home. What the fuck is this? And we voted for this shit? 15 people just got picked up on Wilshire at the Home Depot. On Wilshire. Yo. Man, oh my God. This is not right. This is not right, yo.
Honestly, in a lot of ways, no words. No words there. That is, it really just incredibly sad. We're talking about an elementary school graduation. That's a core memory, not only for those kids, but those parents. That was interrupted and as you know, by ICE. The agents come in, parents run out, leave the kids because the kids were born in the United States. And just, it's so sad, so inhumane. We saw the school he's referring to, Gratas, I believe, and I may be pronouncing that incorrectly, but there was a six-year-old who was detained there along with his father and are currently awaiting to be sent supposedly back to Honduras. So, you know, I'm not sure if that particular case happened during the graduation, but again, goes into the idea that we continue to see these ICE raids around the country and now starting to affect places like schools and places that normally would be off limits for ICE agents. It's incredibly sad. I will try to keep you updated on stories like this, and I know Adam will as well. I appreciate you so much for watching this video. It means the world. Thank you to all the support lately. If you have anybody in your life or you yourself may be affected by these issues or potentially being undocumented, there is many places that you can go online so you know your rights. If ICE contacts you, or if ICE comes to your door, or if ICE starts asking you questions on the streets. And I will have Adam leave links in the description to some of those websites that just explain your rights, just so you know what they are if you ever end up in a situation like this. I love you so much. Please have a great weekend. Stay safe, and I will see you in the next video.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.